How do your children range in age?
Now, does mine range in age? Oh, the oldest one is, my oldest child was born in 1921. He would be 70, he'd be 55, and the youngest one is, I believe, will be, was either 40 in May or will be 40 in May. That's how they range in age. And then I have two middle boys, and then I have my daughter comes in there, the third child.
So
my oldest son is 55, and then Ron, and then Major and NGB. Four of them. They run all around from 40 to 55.
Is there any way of speaking of your 55-year-old son as other than the oldest?
Eldest.
In terms of being grown up?
The eldest.
The most?
So the eldest son.
The
eldest. And Jimmy's the youngest.
Would you ever say anything like the grown-upest or the most grown-up?
No. I never would use that. I never say the grown-upest. I'd just say the eldest or the oldest or eldest.
And what do you call a woman that's going to have a baby pretty soon?
Say she's pregnant.
You ever hear anything else there?
In family way.
And well, suppose that she doesn't have a husband, would you hear something different then? Or would people say the same thing?
Well, I think the same way. As far as the pregnant part's concerned, I don't know about the family way. I guess it would too, I guess.
And if a woman wasn't married, what would you call the baby?
Well, they call it a bastard.
Do you ever hear anything besides bastards?
Illegitimate children.
And when you were a child, did they have doctors to deliver the babies?
Well, they did if they could get them. A lot of people didn't. A lot of people lived way out far in the country. They didn't have time and didn't get them. They had what they called midwives around through the country that delivered those babies. Nearly every community had a midwife in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, nearly every community had one, a midwife, and around these little towns that have midwives that done that.
Do they ever call the midwife something different?
Not that I know of. Just midwife is all I know. Of course, now there might have been other names, but we always call them midwives. And a lot of them just didn't plan on having a doctor. They just depend on those midwives. You know, they just plan it all along. From the time they got pregnant, they planned to have a midwife.
Well, if a boy and his father have the same appearance, you know, you say that the boy
resembles his dad.
And what if they had the same disposition?
Well, the only thing I know, they were disposed alike, or just say they had a disposition, or about the only thing I can think of, were similar. They were, his daddy and his the son and the father are similar.
Well, if a man had pretty bad traits, you know, nobody thought much of his traits, and his son took after him and had the same bad traits, you'd say the son did what?
Well, I've heard it spoken of in lots of ways. A lot of times they'll say a fella's bad and commits something bad, and the son comes along and commits something, he's a chip off the old block. You know, that's one of the old time sayings, a chip off the old block. Now that was the main saying that they had back when I was young about father and son having the traits, you know, even good or bad. If it's a good trait, they say chip off the old block, and if it's bad, they say chip off the old block. But that's just a very common saying. We're back, has been all along, ever since I knew him.
Well, you had a big family, so you'd say that you and your wife, what, five children?
I'd say what now?
Well, you and your wife, would you say that you and your wife had raised a big family? What would you say there?
Yes, I'd say that. I'd say we've been blessed with a big family, or raised a big family, or something like that, you know.
Well, if a child was naughty or something, what would you say you were going to do to him?
Punish him.
How would you do that?